This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 2. Moses and Monsters. Our reading comes from Proverbs 8, 27 through 29. I, wisdom, was there when God gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command. Historically, Moses is understood to be the writer of the first five books of the Bible. Growing up as part of the royal family in Egypt, Moses would have been taught many myths about the origin of the world. An old Mesopotamian myth, for example, held that Marduk, a warrior god, fought against Tiamat, a monster ruling the chaotic sea. Marduk defeated Tiamat and brought order out of chaos. Now, let's look at Genesis 1 again. We see powerful waters, but they are not described as a god or a monster. They are simply a part of the world God is creating. God tells the waters where they can go and where they cannot go. Moses shows that the true God is in control of all things. In myths about creation, there's always uncertainty about whether a people's gods can hold back the forces of chaos. But in the Genesis story, God creates and makes peace, not through battle, but with a word. No other force or would-be God is there. Creation has only one true Lord. Pray with me. Lord and God, we praise you that no force in heaven or on earth has power over you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.